Iran not responsible for Shamoon. The head of Iran Cyberspace Center says that the recent virus that the U.S. Secretary of Defense said infected more than 3,000 computers at Saudi oil company Aramco and hit Qatari company Rasgas a few days later, Shamoon was not from Iran. He says that one of the main aims of blaming Iran for such acts is to make U.S. look like the victim in this scenario.
One of the main aims of the United States is to make itself look like the victim. They try to relate the evil acts of cyber terrorism with burning the U.S. flag. These are two different acts. Everyone condemns cyber terrorism. They also try to tell their own people that U.S. interests are compromised and connect these acts with the recent cyber acts against U.S. banks and the White House in the United States. First, it must be proven that these attacks in the U.S. have taken place, and if they have, the source of these attacks must be found.
Iran says that it has been one of the major victims of cyber terrorism in the recent years.
Most famous software that were used against Iran were the Stuxnet, against our nuclear site, and the Flame targeting our oil industry. Both of these viruses were neutralized. Experts inside and outside Iran said that these were complex cyber attacks and could not have been done without government backing.
Shamoon erased critical files and replaced them with burning American flags.
While the U.S. indirectly blamed Iran for the recent cyber attacks, Tehran denies any involvement in those attacks, saying that such acts aim to sow discord between Iran and its neighbors. Arash Khalatdari, Press TV, Tehran.